Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Ah, yes, just like a horse and carriage. If you think about it, I'm like, what does that even mean?
Oh, girl.
Because they just go together?
Yeah, like...
But you can have a horse.
You can't.
Without a carriage. Just saying. Maybe I'm making this. I'm thinking about it too much.
Kathleen is very, very practical.
I just thought of it all of a sudden.
Let's think about this.
I could have a horse.
You can't have one without the other. I guess you could.
But you can't have Kathleen without Joe and Cindy Farini.
Heyo.
Heyo. So, hey, guys. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, good to be with you.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're so excited for you two to join us on this topic of being together all the time, which we joked is what Kathleen and Brian have because they're working together all the time.
Yeah, but maybe I'll take notes.
I stepped in for him this time. But we recently kind of heard a question that came in from... a listener that we thought you guys would kind of be interested in. So we got this question and it said, my husband and I recently started a business and we work together every day. Then we come home and are together caring for our family and together for the rest of the evening. We get along well, but we may need some help on learning to get a break from each other every once in a while. So we loved getting this question and thought, who spends a lot of time together? The Farinis. So we would love to hear some advice from you all. We know that you two have worked together a lot in a lot of different capacities, just like right now, sitting on the phone together. But in your earlier years, working together in an office together all the time in ministry, together at home, raising your family. So we would love to hear some wisdom from you two on this. Was this ever an issue for you two? Did you need a break from each other? And you can be honest. It's okay.
Well, you know what? Any time that you live with someone, whether it's a college roommate or a sibling in your same room, I think there's times you do need a break. And in our early marriage, I worked at Joe's office. And so after I would teach or when the children first came and I wasn't teaching, I would be working at the office like in the evenings when there was opportunity. And then he'd come home and we'd be together. We would do ministry together. And... you know, we love being together, so that's a good thing. But there are times where you just kind of feel like, I would like to explore something maybe on my own. And so I think, you know, there's times when, you know, we certainly can do that. We had a wonderful evening yesterday with our friends, Chris and Kim, and we posed this question to them. And they were talking about how they met when they were working together. And so they worked together. When they got married, they were living together. And, you know, they both explored, like he played golf and she went to a doll making class. Neither of those things the other wanted to do. And so it was really a great balance for them to be able to go out, kind of learn something new, stay fresh with learning. And I think that's a really healthy thing. Mm-hmm. Joe, how about you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think it would be really helpful in this situation to really find out more about what kind of work they do and what do they do at home. Also, I would be curious to know if they are involved in ministry activities together. As Cindy said, we did a lot of that together, and we still do a lot of that together. But we have our different strengths, and we have our different focus. I mean, she has been and still is great with women's groups, and she's a great speaker and a fantastic writer and has incredible administrative skills, and it's a fantastic combination to have. But my focus is more doing ministry with guys and primarily in the area of discipleship. I do some speaking and writing as well. But what this does, it gives me and Cindy the opportunity to hang out with different people and develop friendships with other people. And I think having additional friendships and ministry contacts is very helpful for a marriage relationship. So for me, I think it would be really helpful to know more about this couple and what they're doing. I think one of the first things, practical things I would ask them to do is just to write out their present weekly schedule. You know, get it on paper, find out what they're doing presently, how they're investing their time together as a couple, and then ask them to write out what their ideal schedule would be. And just to hear their thoughts and what they're thinking, what they'd like to do together and apart. Mm-hmm. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. And, you know, this actually makes me think of something in my own life. Maybe I shouldn't confess to it, but one of us in my marriage is really happy being with the person all the time. That'd be me.
And that's me too.
And like, we've had to
I'm
have
always
that.
Like, you want to hang out? You want to do something? What are you doing?
And I'm a big quality time person. So even just having Nate with me is nice. even if he's just in the room reading and I'm in the room working on something. But you need to find that balance. So, Mom, how do you even approach having these conversations? Is a break a good thing?
I think a break is a great thing, as long as you have the right motivation. You know, it's not like, well, I got to get away from this person so I can't take it anymore. I don't know that that's real healthy, but I don't think you get married for that. You know, you don't get married with that in your mind, like, oh, I can't take the time with this person. But one of the things I remember years ago hearing Dr. Dobson from Focus on the Family talk about with children, he said, when children are vying for your attention, and sometimes as parents, we get really busy, and so the children have to wait at times, you know, to get our attention. But he said, if you give a child like 90 seconds, which is a minute and a half of your time, undivided, and he says, you can't just throw that at them every so often, but in the midst of like a real busy time, that usually can satisfy them for a time. And I'd like to take that principle and just say, you know, that's kind of how it is, I think, with adults. Maybe we don't need 3 hours, but maybe we could have 15 minutes of a cup of coffee and a nice conversation on our deck or on the porch or a patio or something to where we're getting that part of our tank filled. Mm-hmm. Because if it's empty, we need it filled. But, you know, I know my kids and myself, not my husband, but we tend to ride around sometimes in our cars at about a quarter of a tank. And you can do that for a while, but you can't do it for long. And that's how our, you know, sort of our, whatever our love language is, we do need that filled. And when we get it filled, we'll be totally different people.
Yeah, very true.
So this question came in, obviously, from this couple who is working together, serving together, raising their family together, like together all the time. But like you guys are mentioning, we know that there are couples who aren't together during the day. You know, they're not working together from 9 to 5. It's just in the evenings or on the weekends and, you know, not all that time together. Would you say, though, that building in that time apart or, I don't know, time doing things separately would still be important? Or how would you counsel a couple in that as they're getting married? So if they're just walking into marriage, would that be something that you would talk about from the beginning of like, hey, it's important to do things separately also?
Well, I think just like Joe said initially, it's important to have a variety of friends and to, you know, maintain those friendships and then to make new friendships too, because life is ever evolving. And, you know, some of the friends that we had early in our marriage when the children were little are a lot different than they are now. Not like so vastly different that we have all new friends, but just there's just seasons of life, and some people are in your life for a longer season than another. So I would think, you know, even for a couple who is getting married or for a couple who doesn't work full-time and then live together and do all the things together, I do just think it's really an important thing to just to get rejuvenated and refreshed and sort of have a different, you know, like a change of scenery, I guess I would look at it. Mm-hmm. But again, I guess it's always that motivation. If it's because you're escaping, then I think you have to address what that issue is. But if it's because you want to embellish your relationship because you're learning new things, I think that's really important. Joe, how about you? You have a...
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, good thing you two are married.
Isn't this the cutest? Together, that's what happened. But it comes down to the motivation thing, as Cindy was saying. I mean, to me, Cindy's my very best friend, and I'll never have a better, closer friend than her. But I think it is incredibly important and healthy as well to kind of expand your circle of friends and people that you like to be with. Cindy?
Yeah, I do have one more thought.
Sure.
And that is, you know, when I shared this before, but when the kids were little, we used to put a list on the refrigerator in the summer of things that we would like to do together, you know, go to the zoo or just take a walk, go for ice cream. Some things cost money, some things didn't, some were just time, spending time related. And we try to see how many of those things we could check off. And I think it might be a nice idea for individuals, and we've talked about couples doing this too. Joe and I have a list of, we're trying to get through 2016, and we have a whole list of hamburger places that we want to try, and we're about halfway done checking those off. And then at the end of the year, I'll have to go on a diet because all
you guys have like a hamburger bucket list for the year.
Yeah,
I think this is a new goal of mine.
Yeah, I'll give you my list.
Yes, do that.
But and they've all been good. But I think wouldn't it be fun if we could individually just write down things that are of interest to us? You know, Jill's talked about taking Italian, or when we were early in our marriage. Because of all the Bible study that he was doing, he actually took the full course of Greek from Moody, and he did that. And so he would go upstairs, he would get away from the family or after the kids went to bed. So it was one of those things where it was an individual thing. I had no interest in learning Greek, but it was important to him. So that was a great thing for him to have on a list and to be able to say, you know, someday I would like to be able to do this. And then when you get to do it, you check it off. I do have a list in the back of this one journal type thing that I keep. And it's places to go, things to do individually and together. And then I think you'll never be bored if you have that sort of approach.
Wonderful. Well, we've been talking with Joe and Cindy Farini with their My Marriage Matters segment. If they want to connect with you, where do they go?
Well, the best way would be either Facebook, which is My Marriage Matters, and we try to put this audio, Ron is so gracious to give that to our web guy, we try to put that on Tuesday mornings about 9 o'clock, so that's one good way to do it. But the other way would be if you just want to ask us a question, go to cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com, and we have our email through that website.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next time, okay?
Thank you, girls.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.